Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Probably I use my Yahoo. It's willicfincharlespetergeorge@yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you. So that's willicpp. And what was the next letter?
CPG as in Garrison.
Okay, CPG. All right, thank
you. CPG as in Garrison at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. And I'm not locating an account right off. May I ask the reason for your call today?
Yeah, I did not receive, I was charged $79.99 May 21. Up to now, it has not arrived yet. It's $79.99 for my OMAX.
Okay, I'll take a look at that for you. May I please have your first and last name?
Last name is Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. First name, W-I-L-H-E-L-M-I-N-A.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, so let's see here. I think I've located this account. Please verify your address.
51. I used to live in New Jersey, but I moved to Texas 7 months ago. It's 5127 Dunstable, Dunstable, Manor, Manor, Lane, Lane, Rosharon, Rosharon, Texas 77583.
Okay, thank you. All right, so the account that I located, we have the address in New Jersey. Can you verify that address for me, please?
It's 50 Starboard Avenue, Barnegat, B-A-R-N-E-G-A-T, New Jersey. What's my zip code there? I forgot red. 08005, I think.
All right. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So look, that's the address that I have as the shipping address. And you're now in Texas. Is that the address you were wanting the OMAX 3 shipped to?
Yeah, but it was never sent here. I was charged, but I never got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. All right, let me go back 1 second. All right, so I did locate the account, and it looks like it was being shipped to the New Jersey address. Let me look at the tracking. Give me 1 second, please. Okay. Would you like me to update that address to your Texas address?
Yes, please.
For future, okay. All right. Okay, and the email address I have on 5 is olx_sub_609-660-5747@omaxhealth.com.
I don't know where it came from, but that was my home telephone number in New Jersey, 609-660-5747.
Okay. All right. And this is looking like it's current and it's active. So let me reach out for assistance. Okay. 1 second, please.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just waiting for assistance here. I'm going to try to look one other place. And thank you for being patient with me. But yes, ma'am, I do see that you're on a subscription, and you should. I see that you are also charged. I'm trying to locate that that tracking information for you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you for being patient. I'm just waiting for a response here. All right, so the phone number on the account, the 609-660-5747, that's your old number?
Yeah, that's my home home phone number in New Jersey. But I don't own that house anymore.
Okay. All right. So that address, you'll never go back there. That's not an address that you'll use in the future. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't own that. I sold that house already. I moved to Texas.
All right. Not a problem. We're going to get the account updated also. I'm still waiting to hear a response back about this order that you've already placed. We're going to see where that's at. Okay. Okay, I'm going to place you on hold for 1 second, please. Let's see. Yeah, it's showing next shipment date is July 21st, but we're still worried about where is the shipment that you've already placed. So I don't see that there was any, I'm looking at your order history. I don't show that there's been any orders placed, but that's why I have someone taking, a supervisor taking a look at it to help me figure out where it is, okay? I'm not showing that you were charged either. What was the date you see the charge? On the 21st?
May 21st, 7/9/19.
Okay. All right. Now, if it was shipped, it looks like it would have been shipping to the New Jersey address, but I'm not showing at this time that there's been any orders placed. So I'm going to check in. Let's see. And that was for the OMAX 3, right? Every 60 days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. So I'm going to submit a document because I'm not able to locate that charge. And I'll, a person from the admin will call you back within 24 to 48 hours. What's a good contact number for them to call you back?
My cell phone, 732-606-7099.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
732-606-7099.
Okay.
However, I don't answer any telephone call which I don't recognize. So what will show up in my cell phone? What telephone number?
Yeah, it should show up listed as Omax Health. I can't, I'm not exactly sure of exactly how it will be stated, but the number should be from 800-765-6691.
Can they text me? Can they text me? Because there's so many 800 numbers, I won't remember that.
Okay. So you want to correspond through text, is that right? Or email? Yeah. Would that be better?
Email is better because okay. There's so many 800 numbers, and if I don't recognize them, I don't answer.
Okay. I'm going to – yeah, not a problem. I'm going to notate that you'll correspond through email, okay?
And I was already charged. I was already charged. My card was charged already.
Yes, ma'am. And that was on the for $79.99 on the 21st. Give me the last four digits of that card you were charged from, please. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's what I have on file. All right. So someone from the administration will call you back within the next 24 to 48 hours. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm just waiting for my shipment.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. We'll get back to you.
It's already middle of June. It's not here yet.
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem.
All the ones that were mailed to New Jersey, they ended up here, but not this one.
Yeah, it's quite possible. So they'll be able to contact you back and have more specific information than what I have here. Well, thank you for calling Omax Health, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.